KEXP's Music That Matters podcast is made possible by Merge Records, with 2016 releases from Alison Crutchfield, Waxahachie, The Mountain Goats, Destroyer, His Golden Messenger, and many more. Discover every artist, listen to music, and shop at mergerecords.com.
You're listening to 90.3 KEXP. We stream all over the world at kexp.org. Exciting weekend here. Not only is the Bumbershoot Music Festival going on, but here in the KEXP live room, we have Connor Oberst. And if you all are ready, take it away.
There's a dance hall there where the sick folks go, like the olden days on the Barbary Coast. There's a barefoot child, she's playing in the rain. You can sell your wares, even if they're hot, in the great bazaar or the parking lot, 'cause it takes a while to know who to blame. I might have a taste, 'cause the first one's free, and the checkout girl got a thing for me, and they're both as sweet as the day is long. I don't wanna feel stuck, baby, I just wanna get drunk before noon. I don't mind my head when there's room to dream. Feel like Paul Gauguin painting breadfruit trees in some far-off place where I don't belong. Try to lose myself in the primitive, in Yosemite, like John Muir did, but his eyes were blue, mine all red and raw. In the modern world, that's a sight to see. It's a stimulant, it's pornography. It takes all my will now not to turn it off. Don't you be sad, baby, take everything back, I swear I do. Cause once all the friends I had have used me up and left, I bet you hang around, I bet you hang around a while. One, two, three, one, two. I woke up this morning still wearing that tie, the one with the hammer and sickle design. Threw up all the pills, my doctor prescribed. I went out to fetch me some air. This world was so crowded with billboards and signs, food trucks double parked in parallel lines. I thought about breakfast, but I settled on wine. Always choose hunger over despair. What's possible over what's there? 'Cause it isn't as though we get what we want, no matter how hard or long we have fought. And my happiness is a mere afterthought when I'm with her. I keep it in my hand. Then she leaves and I run out of time. I sat down today in the high barber's chair to hear the town gossip and clean up my hair. He said she was seen on the bus station stairs with her suitcase threatening to walk. Not sure how true that was, but I'll hazard a guess. It's probably not more, it's probably not less. If that college kid bookie was accepting bets, the brackets would mostly be chalk. Now it's safe to assume that she's lost. And it isn't as though we get what we want, no matter how hard or long we have fought. And my happiness is a mere afterthought when I'm with her. I keep it in mind. Then she's gone and I've run out of time. Concerned with the state that I'm in, at the height of the scandal, with vertigo spins, I'll take every audition till I'm Errol Flynn. I'll bring it to life off the page, and I'll get up tomorrow still wearing that tie, the one with the skull and crossbone design. If I'm asked if I miss her, it's easy to lie. In this world that's called more the same, no, I wouldn't feel proud or ashamed. And it isn't as though we get what we want, no matter how hard or long we have fought. And my happiness is a mere afterthought when I'm with her. I keep it in mind. Then she's gone and I've run out of time.
It's Connor Oberst live here on 90.3 KEXP, streaming all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Troy Nelson, and it is a pleasure to have all of you. Thank you for taking the time and stopping by the KEXP studios.
Thanks, Troy. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And is this your first time to the new KEXP home?
It is. It's beautiful.
It's a little different, huh?
How long have you all been in here?
Just a little over a year now.
So nice.
Yeah. I'm actually finally feeling like we're getting settled in. It takes some time because it's a huge change, as you know.
Yeah, I remember the old spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sent a bunch of faxes and printed a bunch of stuff out.
Right.
And washed my clothes.
Oh, yeah. There's a washer and dryer.
Yeah,
and
I did. I took a shower.
Yep, you can shower.
I made an espresso. It was awesome. played a bunch of Xbox.
Yeah, we've got that in the green room as well. You can practically live in there. It's like a little apartment.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to, you can move in if you want. I mean, the rent is cheap.
We might stay. I like this. I wouldn't mind sleeping in this room with these lights.
Yeah. You can actually, our old live room it was so small, as you remember, and after a while it would get stuffy, but here you can actually like breathe, you can move around. So.
Yeah, this is legit.
Awesome. So a lot of these songs, or all these songs, on the latest album, Salutations, which Salutations is sort of a reworking of some of the songs from your previous record, Ruminations, is that correct?
That is.
So did the songs start out as they were on Ruminations, very minimal, kind of just you and a piano, and then you added the instrumentation like this to them?
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, they were all written just either piano or guitar, and recorded Ruminations as basically the demos to give to, these guys are in a band called the Felice Brothers, and they recorded on the record with me, so to give to them, and this guy, Jim Keltner, who's a great, amazing drummer who co-produced the record with me, Salutations, but I made the original recordings just to share with them, and then Nonesuch, the label I'm on, kind of convinced me to put out the demos first. So that's that.
Well, there was something very intimate about it, and they're both wonderful records. So,
thanks,
I mean, you just keep pumping them out. Very prolific, as you know, because it's you. But also, I mean, you were like 23, and you already had a box set of all of your albums. And being a young kid from the Midwest, I grew up only hours away from you. You and I are around the same age, and I only grew up a few hours away from you in Mitchell, South Dakota.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And my family is in Omaha and in Fremont, Nebraska.
Cool.
And so I went to Nebraska two or three times a year my whole life. And I was also a musician, in my basement learning guitar, listening to heavy metal, trying to learn Metallica songs when I was 15, 16 or whatever. And I thought about how impossible it seemed to make music coming from where I came from in the middle of practically nowhere. And you just did it. Did you think about the outside world when you were a 14, 15, 16-year-old kid making records? Did you think about getting out of Nebraska, or were you just literally doing your thing and whatever happens, happens?
Yeah, I mean, we were lucky because it was small, but there was a music scene in town and some, kind of older bands to look up to and go see play. So there was, but yeah, it was definitely not, there was no concept of like, I think we ended up starting our record label because it was like, there's no such thing as like getting signed or anything like that, so it's just, you basically make the, at first it was like cassettes and then like 7 inches, eventually records, but like, make it and sell it at the local, there was like one cool local record store and the shows, and then yeah, I don't know. Everything kind of just went from there and ended up, everything kind of started small. Like, meet some friends and like you can play a show in Chicago or something, or Lawrence, Kansas, or,
Was there one thing that had happened that really kind of like, whoa, we could actually do this? Was there one instance? Was there something that was written about you? Was there a show or anything that really kind of made you feel like, wow, we're really getting this out there?
Not really. I mean, it was all extremely gradual thing. I mean, I had like my band in high school, like we signed with a label, but it was like this label Grass Records out of New York. And like this is when I was like 15 and went and played like South by Southwest and like did a couple tours. But even then it didn't, I don't know, the whole time I kind of expected it to fall apart and, not really be a viable occupation,
right?
I guess it just kind of kept going.
Yeah. Well, your brother was pretty instrumental too in getting your music out there, right?
Yeah. Both my brothers, my oldest brother taught me how to play guitar and played in bands and stuff like that. And then my middle brother and I and another friend of ours kind of started the label that became Saddle Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember the first label too, because I was one of those kids that thought, well, you have to send your demos out there and get signed. Mm-hmm. And I would make these little demos and I would send them to any label that I thought was close by. And I remember sending one to Lumberjack Records.
Oh, wow.
And I actually got a letter back.
Nice.
Yes. And it was like, well, we're kind of just doing our own records right now.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I still have it. I wish that I could have brought it at my parents' place in South Dakota, but it was a handwritten letter. I don't know if it was from your brother or whoever it might have been, but I have it, Lumberjack Records.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's crazy. But thank you once again, Connor, for stopping by. Very nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice meeting you.
Yes, and so a couple more. I know that I and the listeners would love to hear it.
Yeah, I'm going to grab this capo real
quick. Yep, grabbing a capo and going to launch into a couple more songs here. Connor Oberst live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
Because you got it, you don't have to flaunt it with an endless stream of famous men. Pretty as a portrait, look like Mamre Borthwick on the shining brow of Taliesin. Someone might try and burn it down, so you'll have to put the fire out. It's a fortune spin, but that's irrelevant to build something that's sacred to the end. It costs $20 to visit Falling Water. It's a perfect house where no one lives. Maybe someone once did, but they got evicted by a busload full of greedy tourists. And it would take a time machine to fulfill all of my fantasies in a hidden dream. Well, that can be embarrassing, and the only thing that's sacred till the end. Every time I tempt fate, there's a major earthquake. Heard the people screaming as the ceiling fell. Every building damaged, only one left standing. It was Frank Lloyd Wright's Imperial Hotel. A ruination in my mind, winding like the ramp at the Guggenheim. No, I'm not there yet, but I'm feeling confident to build something that's sacred till the end.
You're listening to Connor Oberst, live here on 90.3 KEXP, Seattle.
All right.
Well, rise and shine, get out of bed, get ready for the day. Get a coffee from the deli, walk the riverbank. Be careful with your headphones on when you cross the FDR. You don't wanna be a casualty before you make it to the bar. And hide your shakes, your worried face, just sit down in the back. All your friends got here ahead of you, and night is falling fast. Oh, you don't wanna say it, so you're thinking it out loud. Some things we lost are never to be found. But if you're gonna talk like that, at least buy another round. We can keep drinking till St. Infna kicks us out. This world is made of blinking lights. They are changing all the time. But depending who you're talking to, it's likely to be fine. I watched you go from bad to worse, and the blues is here to stay. Oh, sometimes it's the simple things that can make it all okay. You don't have to lie, say you're alright, or just happy that you're here. But if you'd yell and tell me to go to hell, well, at least it sounds sincere. Oh, you know it's all a spectacle when you go to take a bow. Well, you always did get nervous in the crowd. But if you need some company, well, I'd gladly stick around. We can keep drinking till St. Infna kicks us out. Let's get enabled, great minds to think alike. I never was a good judge of when to call it a night. Oh, you don't want to say it, so you're thinking it out loud. Some things go south and they never turn around. But if you want a confidant, I never let you down. We can keep drinking till St. Infna kicks us out. We can keep drinking till St. Infna kicks us out.
Connor Oberst live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle, and that is Till St. Dimsa kicks us out. And also before that, Mama Borthwick, both from Salutations, not only a great album standing alone, but also a great companion record to Ruminations as well. I like to listen to both of them, so thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Troy. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Connor Oberst playing the Fisher Green stage at the Bumbershoot Music Festival. That is happening tonight and then tomorrow for all of our listeners in Portland, playing the Oregon Zoo Amphitheater. And a wonderful, wonderful set. So thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
All right. That was Connor Oberst live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
KEXP's Music That Matters podcast is made possible by Merge Records, presenting Vessel of Love, the new album from Holly Cook, out January 26th. Album details and more at mergerecords.com.